Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
Yes.
All right, let's get to it, sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light. Sorry, I had to cough there real quick. So. Bud Distributing, getting you hooked up with Budweiser, Bud Light, all sorts of great new products. So when the big game's on, you're rooting on your team, getting a little parched, you're set to go with Bud Distributing. Yeah, buddy.
You know, brush my teeth, man. Oof.
Okay.
Getting real close to this mic. You know, it's kind of reflective.
Woof.
Anyway, NFL yesterday. Let's get through that score. Browns beating the Bengals 32-13.
Really?
Nick Chubb. He rushed for 101 yards and a pair of touchdowns as the Browns took down the Bengals 32-13. The Halloween Monday night clash in Cleveland. You know what? Watching the game last night, I was like, man, what a great idea to do something on Halloween. You get to dress up, too, you know, in your costume. And it's like the biggest Halloween party ever you could go to, honestly.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I mean, we're here with 60,000 other people dressed up, basically. Like,
let's throw down. What else are you going to do in Ohio, right?
Yeah. You know? It's kind of cool. Anyway, yeah, I thought Burrow was going to be the man of the night last
night.
That's
what I thought for sure. I'm like, all right, the Bengals, here we go. Yeah. And then they lost. I did not expect that. And what did you say, 30-13?
Yeah, 32-13.
Christ.
I turned it off halfway. I was tired last night, man. I'm tired all day. But, yeah, I caught a little bit of it. And, yeah, it was kind of a boring game at first.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a low-scoring game. And that's kind of why I was starting to nod out. I'm like, somebody, come on, do something.
Hey, do something, would you?
But apparently, as soon as I turned it off, they were like, all right, let's go.
Turned it on.
32 points.
That's crazy, man. I did not expect that. So, all right.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Let's talk about more football. But this is not NFL. This is the XFL. And you're going to love this. And we're going to kind of go off on a little
bit. So it's still a thing. It's still a thing.
Still a thing. The XFL, as they revealed the team names for the 8 franchises that will play when the league returns.
I can only imagine.
Here we go.
All right. What do we got?
And they are. The D.C. Defenders, Arlington Renegades, Houston Roughnecks. Say that again. Houston Roughnecks, Orlando Guardians, the San Antonio Brahmas, the Seattle Sea Dragons.
Oh, come on. Oh, that's my favorite.
The Sea Dragons. What? The St. Louis Battlehawks.
Battlehawks?
The Battlehawks. And the Vegas Vipers. I mean, and here it is. The league now owned by Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Hold on. You just listed off all the names from the cinematic classic Dodgeball at the Vegas tournament.
It's a great analogy.
I'm pretty sure.
Going through, like, NFL Blitz? Remember that game? Like, I think I'm going through those team names. That's what I feel like.
You know what those sound like? Those sound like team names that kids give their teams when they're put together at school at recess. All right. You know, so this is your team.
The Vegas Vipers.
What's your team?
I like God Vipers.
What's your team name going to be? Okay, good. Good. What's your team name going to be? Okay, good. So we got the Sea Dragons and the Vipers going head-to-head here at recess.
Sea Dragons, dude. Come on. The Sea Dragons. No. Somebody had to have been, like, in the back, raising their hand, like, hey, I got another name.
Literally any other name.
you know what it is? Here's what it is. It's the rich guy that's supplying all the funds, and he gets to make all the decisions, you know? And it's like everybody around him is like, damn it, dude, like, should we say something?
Well, look, I've
can
worked.
We tell him? No, nobody can say anything.
I've worked very hard to accrue all this fortune of mine. I've been very frugal with my. I've built up a company, and now I'm finally able to own my own football franchise, and I can finally use the name that I've been saving since I was three. Since I was 3 years old, we will be the Seattle Sea Dragons.
Sea Dragons. Oh, God.
It's the worst. Out of all of those, what's your favorite?
I mean. Houston Roughnecks. Come on.
I think I picked up a few roughnecks at the bar at bartending.
Exactly. Right. What are we at the truck stop?
Woo! Woo! Yeah, what you got the
Arlington got... lot lizards. That's what we should. Why not?
Now that's the mascot.
Would be hilarious.
That's the mascot I want to see. That is the mascot I want to see.
The cheerleaders for that team.
A bunch of methed out cheerleaders.
Bunch of muffin tops out there. Just
Marlboro 100 menthols hanging out of their mouths.
Bouncing. Hey, yeah. Jeez. Oh, you're the cheerleader. I get it. Oh, yeah.
Well, those cheerleaders are rough looking.
Go, team, go.
Hey, coach, can I take a cigarette break? No. No, we still have a full game. Full game.
Half of them are gone because they're out in the parking lot
right
doing
there.
Things.
There, you got to make a living, am I right? Jesus.
It's rough.
I don't mind the Brahmas. That's a bull, you know, a Brahma bull. So, I mean, that's kind of cool. Renegades aren't terrible. You did say Guardians. Why did they go with
Guardians? How many times can you use that name?
Right?
Stop using it.
Right?
The DC Defenders. What are they going to dress up like the DC characters? Like,
so stupid. Yeah, it's a bunch of knockoff Marvel costumes.
Jeez.
I'm the incredible strong guy. Hold on a sec. Wait a minute.
Anyway, I thought, yeah, come on.
And let's.
Here's the thing. It's football after football. I'm not here to rip on it because any football is good football, right?
But, I guess. Now, we haven't even gotten to the other part of the story that it's run by Dwayne The Rock Johnson or it's owned.
So the league now co-owned by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So now I'm starting to get it a little bit. This is more like WWE.
Well, look.
I feel like that way.
If there's not a guy with He Hate Me on his jersey, I don't care. All right? I don't want to watch it.
Let's go. You know. Be interesting. So, I mean, Is it still 100 yards? It's not like arena football or anything like that, right? It's regular football.
Let's see. American football team. XFL.
Every time XFL comes out, they do something, you know, where it's like we're changing this rule. And God, the first one, there were no fair catches.
Yeah.
In the first time the league came out. Like now you look back at that and you're
destroyed.
Like, oh God.
Destroyed. Hey. You throw that hand up, you pussy. I swear to God.
No, you know what? We're going to let some bulls out, too.
Yeah.
It'd be like the running of the bulls. Yeah. You know what? We're going to blindfold you. How about that?
Tell you what, and there's going to be fire all around the ring.
Right, what is going on?
Any point in time, dart to the neck. Like, it's just, you just got to watch out.
It's the XFL, man. That's what you signed up for.
So I'm trying to find the rules on this. So I did find some rule changes. You go to Wikipedia, they have some things like, kickoffs, punts. Mm-hmm. The XFL does not allow gunners. All players on the punting team must remain behind the line of scrimmage until the ball is kicked. Okay. Let's see. Points after touchdown. The conventional extra point kick was replaced with a scrimmage play, varying in point value depending on how far the touchdown scoring team chooses.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, double. That was like if you... You can go like 1, 3, or like 10 yards back.
Yeah.
Different points.
Double forward pass. Teams can attempt 2 forward passes on the same play. So long as the ball never crosses the line of scrimmage before the second pass. Okay. Huh.
That's it. It's interesting, you know. Hey, like I said, it's football. Yeah, let's go.
Well, we got to pick our teams now. What teams are we picking? Because if we're going to get into this, we got to pick our teams that we're going to root for.
D.C., I'm trying to see which one's the closest. They're all out west, it feels like. Orlando, Houston.
I think D.C. is in our time zone.
D.C., probably. Arlington?
Oh, yeah, Arlington. That's what? No, that's Texas. Texas. I was thinking West Virginia.
That's what I thought, yeah.
So, yeah.
They're all out. Arlington, Houston, Orlando South, San Antonio, Seattle, St. Louis.
I think I'm going to go with the Brahmas. I'm going to be a Brahma man. I'm a Brahma boy. I'm a Brahma boy.
Like
that's
all
what
right.
it is. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Vegas Vipers.
The Viper, huh?
You know, I always liked Dodge Vipers back then. A Dodge Viper up on my wall.
You had to put that poster. I know that poster.
A little toy model. I'm going to go with the Vegas Vipers.
Well, guess what, buddy? My Brahma's going to beat up on your Vipers. What's up?
Fat chance.
But yeah, you better bring
20 bucks. Already bet.
Should we do it? Let's do it. That 20 bucks on the first game. First game.
Let's do it.
I love it.
There you go. Hey, you know what? That's all I got for the XFL, which was absolutely brilliant. I love this. Coming up next hour, we have to talk about this. And we didn't yesterday, but we're going to do it today. That fight that happened over the weekend, Michigan State.
So
craziness.
I didn't bring it up yesterday because craziness. I figured you probably had a lot to say about it. So we'll get into that next hour. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. For sure. So I want to give us the entire sports report next hour for that. So.
All right. Well, if that's good for now, here we go, Lot Lizards. Here we go. Where are the cheerleaders?
In the parking lot.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
All right. Good morning. It's 7:30. Brock Hunter.
Morning. What's up? Hey, real quick before we get into it. Did you get any trick-or-treaters yesterday?
No, we didn't. I think all the main
that's because you turn your light off and lock your door. That's why you didn't.
No, actually, I don't turn my light off. I wait for them to knock and say, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
You get the hell out. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna say something a little controversial. Actually, I'm glad you brought this up. Real quick. And I'm going to make this quick.
Always say something controversial.
And maybe we could get into this later. Let me just tease this, and maybe we can get into it later. Also, find us on Twitch. twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX. We're broadcasting live. Real quick, controversial take. Because a cousin of mine went trick-or-treating with her son. Now, the son's walking. He's babbling. But if your kid can't say trick-or-treat, I don't think you should take him trick-or-treating. Because they're not eating the candy, or at least most of it, right?
What was he saying?
I don't know if he was saying. I know he can't say trick or treat. I know he's not at that level.
Oh, you're saying age-wise.
I'm saying age-wise. And I know this, like, it's a fun thing to do. Like, it was great.
You're just dressing your baby up and going out trick-or-treating.
And you're getting
yourself
the candy, right? It's because it's not like, like for me, like Kiki and I thought about, but I'm like, no, honey, because it's not like we're giving her a bag full of candy. We'd be terrible parents. When you take your kid out who's that young, all right, they're not getting all that candy. So now here you are just getting candy that other adults bought, and you're an adult.
Yeah,
it's
like,
no.
Trick-or-treating. That's the way you're doing.
You're trick-or-treat. Exactly. So right. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be a wet blanket or a fuddy-duddy, okay? But if you're taking a baby, they have to say.
It's sleeping.
Yeah.
It's not even awake.
Hey, you got into the
stroller.
You got into the big candy bars. She likes the big candy bars. She's 3 months old, all right? I'm just saying. I think you have to be able.
Fill the stroller up, would you?
Yeah. We brought the big stroller. All right, we brought the wagon. Look at the shocks on that wagon. I'm gonna get all the candy.
Radio flyer.
Yeah. So that's just my take. I saw that. And I kind of be like, you're really just getting free candy now for yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
I was gonna bitch of just the wet. It's always got to be crappy up. Why? Yeah. I even remember as a kid, there's like a few times where it was like beautiful.
Yeah.
And I mean, to be expected, it's the end of October. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But man, like yesterday, I was like, you know, we didn't have the typical amount of kids coming around. And I don't know. I kind of feel bad, man. It's a part of life.
I think
growing up.
A lot of people did it over the weekend. I think there was probably more weekend stuff.
Are people scared of the candy?
No, I don't think so.
It's because there was some newscast, some guy on CNN with a tie with his hair combed over there. It was like, well, don't take your kids trick-or-treating because there's fentanyl in the candy, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? Come on.
I know.
Take the risk.
it's one thing, and most parents go through their kids' candy. So, like, I know. Yeah. But that's all it takes is one. But that's what it is. It's scare tactics. It's just there. They're, you know. Yeah. And someone I saw the other day made a post like, I'm glad I grew up doing this and not this. And it was a picture of going to someone's door and then a picture of like the parking lot ones that they do. I'm like, what are you dogging this for? Like, why are you dogging a fun event that the city puts on that gives people a chance to go out, decorate their cars, and kids can still go and say trick or treat? And what kind of miserable son of a bitch do you have to be to like,
seriously, though?
You know what? I'm glad I got to do this and not what kids are doing. It's like, Jesus, you're just awful. You're just awful.
You know, I was thinking about two, but I haven't seen yet. I'm surprised I haven't. You know those one wheels? Those electric board. It's like a long board kind of, but it's got one big cartwheel in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. It's called a one wheel. Do you know how much candy you could get cruising around on one of those?
Hit the whole you could hit the whole city. Dude,
you could hit multiple cities. I'm telling you. Like, you don't have to get off of it. You could go right up to the porch.
Right there.
Give me the boom, and I'm out. Like, how much candy would you get back in the day? I would drop a bag off, a pillowcase off, and go back up.
I
get like two.
I got quite a few. I got quite a few.
It's a lot of candy.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, I miss it.
Good. Good.
Well, give me a small, and you know, I'm just going to dress up one of those old dolls.
You're a grown man. Knock it off. All right.
Did you see the video of the guy who has the little kid mannequin holding out the bag of candy in front of him? And he just props it up at the doorstep. And the guy like bends down and like puts candy in his bag. And he just picks up the prop right in front of the guy and walks away.
You know what? Tell you what. That's not.
Like, damn.
That's not much different than taking a baby out on trick-or-treating. That's no different. It's no different in my mind. It's
really
no different.
Isn't.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So is that baby going to eat the candy or? No. This is for us.
No,
this is for
are.
Us. Yeah.
Right.
Look in their bin. It's like, oh, is that all you have?
You look at that parent and you say, you should be back at your house handing out candy like an adult.
Well, fill up my bag so I got something to give to the kids. All right. Come on up. And
somebody said, go to all the trunk or treats the weekend before. Then you have candy to hand out that Monday.
And you just hand out the crappy candy. That's what it is. Yeah. And last thing, I think
we got to
get to sports. But last thing, too, speaking of pieces of trash, if you take more than one piece of candy from the bowl of candy left out, if you're the type of person that goes up and dumps the whole thing in your bag, there's a special place in hell for you. There really is.
Oh, yeah.
There really is.
Burn.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, look, we'll talk more about trick-or-treating later on. We got to get to it because I know you got a big sports rant, and then we got topic of the day, so let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing getting you stocked up so when the big game's on, you won't be thirsty because you're stocked up. Bud Distributing.
Nailed it.
Right.
Hey, Bud. Hey, real quick, man, this is all I kind of want to touch on this hour in sports over the weekend. Wild. On Saturday, Michigan State football players got into a tussle. That's what they say. It was more than a tussle.
It wasn't a kerfluffle,
Brock. It was more than that. University of Michigan players, they kind of got in a little brawl there in the tunnel of the stadium. But it wasn't just a little shoving match. One University of Michigan player, last name Green, says he was brutally and savagely beaten by Michigan State players. Plans to take legal action. Mess in that tunnel had also resulted in a number of Michigan State players being kicked off the team. Boom. Immediately gone. There's a video of the fight. Multiple angles of it, too. Looks like it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. But I saw the videos. I saw kind of both angles. And, man, have you seen the video?
I have not watched it yet. So I saw the story, and I was like, oh, that's okay.
One of the videos has a pretty good angle. And they jump them.
Yeah.
He got jumped. I mean, you know, like, so like you get in the middle of like six guys and they kind of push you around and then you fall down and each one gets like one or two kicks in.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happened. It was bad, man. I'm like, so I haven't seen this video yet, but the Michigan State coach, somebody told me the other day, he was immediately like, yeah, they're done. Kicked off the team. We have all it on video. He's like, this doesn't even have to do with football. He's like, this is beyond football. He's like, it's a big deal, man. I mean,
For sure.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you doing? You're in college. You have a college education. You know you're on TV. You're on a D1 squad. It's a big game.
Yeah.
Everybody's watching. Everybody has camera phones.
Yeah, I don't know what
blows my mind.
What they thought was going to be the end result of that, you know what I mean? Like, and I get it. It's tough. You're angry. You lost. But I don't know what you
just can't be jumping people. I mean, I don't know what the Michigan guy said, but
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
And again, with anything, I know it's easy. It's easy to say on the outside, like, well, he said that. It does not matter.
No,
it does not matter.
It just sucks. Watching it, it's like, man, not good. So here's kind of what I want to get to, though. Don't let this get you off focus, Michigan. Come on. We're on a roll.
Honestly, I think it might even motivate him more as a sense of like, all right, hey, you know, we're gonna play for this guy. We're gonna show people, you know.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because it's just, yeah, you don't need any distractions right now. You're doing good.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, there'll be more out on this in the upcoming days and weeks, probably months even.
Yeah, when I heard, like, oh, there was a fight, I thought, okay, maybe there's some push-him shot. I didn't realize
this guy was off the field, and they straight up got jumped, curb stomping. No, not curb stomping, but.
Yeah.
I mean, stomping. You know, there's some kicks, some stomps.
Jeez, dude. I think
there was some fists in there. Yeah, watch the video. It's all over YouTube. It's interesting. It's more than what you've seen in the NFL.
Yeah.
You've seen some dirty, nasty stuff in the NFL. But, you know, people stepping on people's hands and throats. And
I don't know. Aaron Donaldson.
Dominic and Sue stepped, like, you know.
Aaron Donaldson swung a helmet at a guy. That's pretty close. That's pretty. Yeah. The thing that you use to protect your head from hits, you used to hit someone with. Yeah, you can't be doing that. So.
Woo! Anyway, man. Yeah, I just wanted to touch on that. I know it's Tuesday. I missed it yesterday, but wow.
Yeah.
I'll keep you guys updated.
More to come on that. All right. Good enough for now. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.